Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
What's new in your part of the world?
Well, we're just waiting to see exactly how this $180 million in concessions that we're going to be asked to give up is going to play out and how that's going to work at the bargaining table. And as you know, Tony, that's going to equate to about $4,000 in pay and benefit cuts for your average state employee. So, of course, you know, we're concerned about that. You know, we've already stepped up to the plate for a number of years now to help Michigan balance its books. And really, we've already given enough.
How many members do you represent, Ray?
Well, we represent the UAW Local 6000, 17,000 members in all the various departments. Our two biggest are the Department of Human Services and the Department of Corrections. And then we have about, when you add in our retirees, we're up to about 24,000 members.
And I know those retirees aren't happy about the proposed tax on the monies that they receive.
No, they're not. And, you know, it's really not fair to tax people after they've dedicated their lives, you know, in our case, if you're a state employee, to public service, and you figure how much you're going to need to take care of yourself, and then all of a sudden you're going to be told at the last second you're going to have to give up another 4.25% of your pay. And, you know, that's something the UAW Local 6000 opposes, those taxes on both private and public pensions. Not fair.
You know, Ray, I've asked you this before, but I want to ask you again because I've gotten some emails on it. People don't seem to understand why taxpayers should be asked to pay for retirement benefits for those who are union members as opposed to people who work in the private sector who don't have taxpayers to pay for their retirement.
Well, you know, state employees and other public servants, police, fire, dedicate their lives to the state to make sure that children are safe, to make sure that the roads are clear, to educate people, to protect senior citizens. And, you know, people make those decisions based on getting decent benefits and getting fair pay. And then at the end of the game, to change your rules, it's not fair. And, you know, some of us could have went into professions like selling, you know, becoming a salesperson and making a lot more money. But people decided that they wanted stability. They wanted to dedicate their lives to the citizens of Michigan. And then to change the rules at the end of the game is not fair. And it's not as if state employees, and all public employees for that matter, have lavish pay or Cadillac benefits. They don't. We actually have decent pay and fair benefits. So, I mean, I think it's a misperception. Unfortunately, as the economy tanked here in Michigan 3 or 4 years ago, you know, people became scared and people started pointing their fingers at each other. And unfortunately, some politicians fomented that and took advantage of the division. You know, the question's not, why are state employees paid a decent wage? The question should be, why isn't everybody paid a decent wage?
Ray, do you think the time is coming, perhaps after this last round of concessions, that that the folks that you represent may not have to deal with this again?
You know, I certainly would hope so. And as you know, Tony, I've been coming on your show almost, I guess, 2 years now. We, every 6 or 8 months, it seems like we're being asked to give something up. And, you know, we have made structural changes, too. The average state employee has a defined contribution plan, meaning a 401k retirement. Employees hired after April of last year pay over 20% for their health insurance. So it's not as if we haven't already given enough. And, you know, you have people, for example, they're investigating child abuse. They're making about $48,000 a year. And now you're going to be asking them to take another $4,000 cut in benefit and wages. You know, at some point, you're just not going to attract the competent, quality people you need to do this very complicated and oftentimes dangerous work that public servants do.
Well, we're at the point now where it's kind of died down at the state capitol when it comes to all the protests that were being held. What's next on the agenda for your local as well as your brothers and sisters in other locals?
Well, on April 4th, all across Michigan, there's going to be various protests or rallies, and that's going to be in honor of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so that'll be a real big thing, and that's going to be spread out all over, not just in Michigan, but all over the country in terms of progressive groups and unions participating in that. But then on April 13th, there's going to be another big protest slash rally at the Capitol, so you know, it continues. We're going to continue to speak out and try to bring the concerns that we see to the public's attention.
Do you think that the governor, do you think that the state representatives, do you think that the state senators are watching and listening, and do you think that will motivate them into action to your cause?
They're definitely watching because they're making comments about it, and I don't think it's necessarily going to change the votes. I mean, right now, I think that Governor Snyder has enough people to support, you know, his budget plan that ultimately he'll probably get it passed. But we've got another election coming up in November 2012, which really is not that far away. And hopefully, if nothing else, these rallies can get people energized and educated and then motivated to really turn out in 2012 and make some real changes.
Ray Holman was with UAW 6000. Ray, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.